Hey, Wrecking Rams. Welcome back to another week of Wreck Ramble. Today we have Sean and Liv with us. We are going to get started with a little would you rather. So my question is, would you rather watch TV shows for the rest of your life or would you rather only listen to music for the rest of your life?
Ooh. Who wants to go first?
That is a good one.
I can go first. Mine's music, yeah. No doubt. I am always listening to music whenever I'm not, like when I'm in the office and I'm alone. Liv knows this too. I'll put on my chill playlist, yeah. Or when I'm walking to and from the rec center, even though it's like a 10-minute walk. Mine's music all the way.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Sean. I do a lot of driving, so I feel like you can't really watch a TV show while you're driving. That's not a great move. Yeah, so at safe. Least some music would be helpful with that. So yeah, I'd definitely go with music too.
Yeah, I feel like TV's great, but you just get so much more value out of music, whether it's like working out. You can't watch a TV show when you're working out, or you're walking to class, or driving, or just doing anything.
You can do it. You can do it during anything.
That's during anything.
It's too versatile. It's
versatile
art form exactly. There is.
Yeah,
that's my
fair.
Take.
Fair. I think I to go against the grain would probably watch TV just because I do listen to TV a lot. Like it's just background noise all the time. Like I treat it kind of like music. So yeah, TV, just something different, I guess.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So, getting us going here, why don't you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Yeah, I can start. well, I'm Sean. I am from like Highlands Ranch, Littleton area, just a little bit south of Denver. So CSU was kind of just always on the radar. There's a lot of people from my high school and the surrounding area that went to CSU. So it's kind of just like a safety net. Mm-hmm. But with my decision, I love it here. I've met so many great people, and I graduated with a health and exercise science degree, and I'm going to pursue my master's in sport management at Texas A&M.
I am from Toledo, Ohio, and I'm kind of the opposite of Sean. I wanted to go to school somewhere where I didn't know a single person. I wanted to get out of that bubble that I was so used to. I have a really big family and knew a lot of people just through different high schools and that kind of stuff. So Ohio State was big, mm-hmm. Cincinnati was big, Dayton was big, all those big schools in Ohio, and I just decided that I did not want to do that. High school 2.0 again for me.
Yeah.
So I was actually born in Evergreen. My parents were both from Toledo, moved out to Evergreen, had me, and then moved back when they found out they were pregnant with my brother because it just made more sense to raise us near family. So we grew up like coming out here, and I absolutely loved Colorado. Mm-hmm. And then I was between environmental sciences or public health, and CSU actually had a great environmental public health program, which
the best
is
of both worlds.
Best of both worlds, which is how the environment impacts human health. And I loved my major. I was so happy with that. So yeah, that's how I got here.
There you go. Two very different stories. I genuinely didn't know that, and I feel like I know you two fairly well. and then how would you say, like, you got involved with the rec? Like, what made you pick the rec as, like, a place to work, or did you, like, go to a career fair and get interested that way?
We have two very different stories with this.
We're opposites on this one, too, I think.
Yeah, it's great. It's great for the podcast.
Yeah. Well, so my freshman and sophomore year, I actually didn't work at all because I was, like, so, like, yeah, college, like, I don't want to, and, like, while also focusing on school, you know, kind of.
Loosely.
But then COVID happened, right, our second semester, sophomore year, and it's, like, no one had jobs, you know, including, like, some of our, like, parents or whatever. So I would do, like, some DoorDash, and that was, like, good money. And then I came back to Fort Collins in the fall and was, like, there's no chance I am DoorDashing in Fort Collins. Yeah. So, it's kind of nice. My uncle is the director of campus recreation at Wyoming, so he knows a lot of people up here. So I'm very grateful for that because I just shot TJ an email and got hired like right on the spot. So that was really a blessing for me. So I started out as a recreation assistant in our facilities department. So those are the green shirts that you all see when you're working out, cleaning equipment and enforcing policy and all that. So I was in that position for about 4 or 5 months before I applied to become a recreation supervisor, which are the black polo folks. Liv and a few of the previous recreation supervisors kind of push me in the right direction.
We hyped him up.
they hyped me up to go for that position because it was a really big leadership role, and I didn't think I was quite ready for it. But I eventually got the job, and it was like the best decision I've ever made. Training was so amazing, and meeting so many new people, previous soups, current soups, mm-hmm. now a bunch of pro staff. So, and then as I was a recreation supervisor from February 2021 last year, I also picked up another role as a student development assistant, which is more like internal. We do like mm-hmm. a bunch of like rec development program things with classes. It's mostly just like rewarding our student staff to be the best they can and learn a bunch of stuff. So I've been helping out with that, which is nice. I get to branch out and work with a bunch of other professional staff. And then I'm in the role that I'm in now, which I'm sure we'll talk about later, what me and Liv are doing now. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I mean, I'm definitely glad that she encouraged you to go for it. so we do have an award show here at the rec called the Reckies, and Sean was actually our rec soup of the year. So
yeah. Yes,
kind of hot stuff over here. Got a real special guest.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
Do you want to go next?
Yeah, so I was coming out of state. It's very expensive. Mm-hmm. So I knew that I needed to get a job pretty much immediately. And it's kind of funny. I worked at a summer camp the summer before as a lifeguard. So I actually got my lifeguard cert when I was 16. And I remember my senior year, my mom and I were out here visiting CSU, and we walked by the rec, and she was like, "Oh, you should get a job as a lifeguard. That'd be super easy. Like, just mm-hmm. work a couple hours a week and go from there." And it's funny because I always say now, I'm like, shout out mom, because that little lifeguard job turned into a lot more.
Yeah.
So yeah, I started as a lifeguard in September of 2018. I worked my whole freshman year as a lifeguard. My sophomore year, I went home in between the summer, or I went home for the summer, came back, worked again as a sophomore, and then was originally going to go for an aquatics manager position. But same thing, some people hyped me up and told me to just go for soup. So I went for rec soup in January of 2019, got hired as a soup, or no, January of 2020. I applied in December of 2019, mm-hmm. got hired January 2020. And then we started training. I got about 3 solid weeks of training in, about 2 shadow shifts, which is, we do like, I don't know, what, 30 shadow
there's,
shifts?
There's a lot.
It's like 70 hours of training, and I think I got maybe 10. And then we shut down with COVID, yeah. which was crazy. Didn't really know what it was going to look like. Mm-hmm. We were closed that entire summer. And then it was funny, we came back in August for training, and it was pretty much like, okay, everything you learned, get rid of that, because things are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So, 'cause COVID just absolutely changed everything. So then I souped for my junior year, COVID year, which was wild.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Very interesting for sure. And then with that, a lot of people had to leave the aquatics department because the pool was closed for so long. So I picked up an aquatics manager position as well. So I started scheduling for them. Mm-hmm. So I was souping, aquatic manager scheduling. And then I also picked up a facility scheduling assistant position with Brittany Wolf. And so I was doing all 3 of those at the same time. And then summer of 2021, we were able to finally start opening mm-hmm. back up and going back into real stuff. And then we got to train the new soups pretty normally, which was awesome. Like we got to get some real training in, and then souped for my senior year. So
there you go. I think it's, I didn't never intended it to be, but you guys have like 2 very different stories of like how you started and how you got there, but like the same end destination. So that's very interesting.
Here we are.
It's funny. It's kind of life lesson. Get yourself a hype man.
No kidding.
Get people to hype you up. Yeah. The lesson to be
find hype men around you.
I don't know if I said this earlier, but Liv's one of the people that was hyping me up to go for it. And obviously it worked out for the best. I'm so grateful.
So off of that, like, what would you say would be like your favorite position that you've worked? Mm-hmm. Not to say one position is better than the rest, but would you say one that you enjoyed a little bit more, like you miss a bit or you're going to miss?
I'll take that one first. I would say that souping just opened up so many other doors for me, if that makes sense. Obviously I think that you can work your way up in a lot of different ways and try out a lot of different things, but I just think that having that rec soup position made me really familiar with everything else, and so then you kind of see everything, and so then you can decide what you kind of work from there. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I would say, and I do miss souping just because it's like you meet so many people, you're coming in contact and helping so many people. I would always say like the soup is the resource in the building and like they're the person that you should go to for anything. And it's nice to have that knowledge and that background to be able to help everybody out. So I just think that souping opened up the most doors for me and made me like realize what everything was. So I'd say that I meant that was probably my favorite and I missed that the most.
And in addition to that, it's like not just are you meeting like people from every single department, you know, all 300 people that work at the rec center, you're meeting those people. You might not recognize them all the time, but you're meeting them. So not only that aspect and you're learning all the different departments, but also like I had a few job interviews and every single question is like, name a time where XYZ. I'm like, just as a rec soup, oh, I have 30 of those answer for each one. So it's that kind of development, you know, just to prepare you for
the real world.
The real world, so yeah, I mean, rec soup's amazing. And that kind of going, kind of taking a step back, my other student development assistant role, I also get to interact with all 300 employees because I'm tracking their progress and, you know, rewarding them for things. So I do miss that role too. Just being on the back end of things and sometimes annoying people with emails. So sorry about that. But I don't know. Yeah, both those roles are just amazing.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, they're all great, obviously. Yeah. Like, neither one of us would still be here if the original ones weren't great. So there's a lot to be said for all of them.
You wouldn't have stuck around for as long as you did.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of off of that, like, how would you say the rec has changed over the years? Because me personally, I've only experienced 2 years of 1.5 of masks and restrictions and a lot of yelling. And then about like a semester, I would say at this point, of just like normal operations.
I can give my point of view because like I said, I started kind of in the middle of COVID. I know Liv's view is probably vastly different from before COVID. But yeah, like kind of like what you said, I've been here for some COVID and some, you know, coming out of it. I don't know. It's changed a lot. I really like the culture here. Like the immediate thing, or the, like my first shadow shift, I already felt welcomed in. So I don't know if that was a thing before or not, but I feel like it's only gotten more and more strong as, I don't know, this year and as COVID started going down. And that's not just between staff, it's between patrons too. Like now patrons are like, they're seeing us as human instead of being like, hey, you got to put your mask on. It's like, I'm just a college student too.
Right.
Trust me, I don't want to wear my mask necessarily, but just doing we have to, like we have to keep this building open. We all got to, you know, do our part, which I don't know.
It's funny that you say that because I feel like, I think we both worked the day that masks got lifted. And it was so funny because everyone
was also
was,
there that
everyone was so smiley, so happy. Like everyone, like you would go to tell a patron a different policy, and they'd be like, "Okay, like I got you."
Yeah. Right.
And everyone was just so nice and so happy to see each other's faces.
I remember I opened that day, I walked in at 5:30. I don't know who came in next, but just both of us smile from ear to ear. Like, and then the next staff comes in, the patrons walk in, I open the door for them, like, good morning.
I think the sun was, like, really shining that day.
Yeah.
It was just a good day.
I remember Cam just walking around and being like, welcome to a massless rec. And he said it to every single patron that walked by the service center.
Sorry, kind of off topic, off a little tangent, but.
No, it's all good.
That's my experience.
Yeah, I mean, like we said before, the positions were great, and like we wouldn't have stuck around if we didn't love those, but it, like there's something to be said for the culture here too of just, I mean, it's one of our values, but that community and just the friends that you make here. I remember, so I think that I felt the same way, like welcomed immediately when I started, but I think that the culture did tank a little bit during COVID just because like we couldn't really hang out outside of work the way that we normally would. We couldn't really do the normal things that we were used to. It was just kind of a bummer. Like, there was just a lot going on that wasn't great. But it was also kind of nice because I mean, I was fully online and I would pick up so many shifts because I was like, great, I get to go hang out with my friends at work. So I think that there is just really something to be said for this community here. And then I think that we really saw that improve and get so much better as COVID restrictions lifted, because then we were able to start hanging out outside of work again and build those relationships. And I don't know, this place has just been such a blessing throughout all of college, so I can't complain.
Yeah, I definitely feel like the culture, as like somebody who is finally starting to feel like I'm not a new person here after like 6 months of being here, where it's like very welcoming and very easy to just kind of like find your group and be yourself.
Yep.
I guess I'm kind of falling into the similar road of I'm like, if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't be working as many jobs as I do here now. So
that's another thing. Yeah. If you're loving it and, you know, you're doing well, you just, you want more out of it. And that's what me and Liv said too. Like, I remember, reversing back, just kind of building off you.
Yeah.
That, like I mentioned for the, 10th time now, my student development assistant role. It was one of our recreation, or like rec suit meetings, and teachers like, hey, we're bringing this role back because like it was a thing before COVID and it kind of fell off
a little bit.
He was like, if anyone's interested, just like pop by my office tomorrow. And I was like, all right, cool, like I'm interested. I really go down, I'm like, hey, I'd like to do this role and like accept some more responsibility. And he's like, oh really, you got the job? And I was like, all right, cool, let's do it. So that's just what you said, like you know, feeling like you're part of the community, and if you're fitting into that, like you're gonna want more, and feed your appetite. Yeah.
Also, been interesting just seeing like the people that I started with kind of going down the same path of like branching out into other stuff. Where I branched out into marketing, and I know other people are branching out into the different like student development committees and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And facilities for you too.
I did my first shadow shift today.
Yeah, I love that.
I guess. So I guess in kind of transition, I tried to break it up into like a beginning, middle, and end. So like, what would you say is next? What's the next thing, and how has this position or other positions here at the rec like prepared you for both like experience wise and just, like, I guess not socially, just like connections wise in a way.
Wow, you're hitting all these because both of our answers are vastly different. Once again.
No, I like that. It adds a lot to the conversation.
Yeah. Do you want me? I can go.
Either way.
So I've only been in campus recreation for like 2 years now. And I have at least 2 more years in my future. Cause as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to Texas A&M for my grad program.
Congrats.
And thank you. Thank you. So I actually got pretty lucky as my rec sup position. You get really like a door opens up for you in this role that's called graduate assistance, so graduate assistantship. So universities all across the U.S. Have graduate assistants, and they're either in their recreation department or their housing or whatever. And basically, I got a graduate assistantship of facility operations at Texas A&M. So I'll still be working there, campus recreation department, and it's really a good gig because I not only get my tuition completely paid for, I'm also getting paid hourly on top of that.
There you go.
And I have to work 20 to 30 hours a week. So that would not be a possibility at all without this position or, you know, the guidance from all the professional staff and other recreation supervisors and everything. But that's what's next for me. I'm trying to think what else I can add to that. It's, I don't know, everyone in campus recreation is so connected. Like when I go and plop down in TJ's office, he's our assistant director of facilities and aquatics. Like, hey, this graduate assistantship opened up at Texas A&M. And he's like, oh, great. I used to work with their athletic or their assistant director and their coordinator. And I'm like, okay, what about this one at Wisconsin? He's like, yeah, that's my old roommate. Or like, oh, everyone, like, it's such so a big connection. So that's been a real blessing for me. And that's what's in my immediate future.
I feel like that's definitely one of the hidden benefits of both, like, of like working at the rec and any other job on campus. Like there are benefits just with like scheduling and stuff, it's a world of connections is what I'm learning. And any connection that you can make professionally is going to help you. And there's a ton of opportunities for that here.
And same thing, like whenever you two graduate, like if you're still interested in this, you'll have me to talk to and I'll give you what I can, you know? So
absolutely.
Yeah.
So on a different note, I'm a little burnt out from school. I think that a master's program for me is in the future, but I needed a little break from school for sure. So I actually have been, I was stalking the Larimer County job applications for a while and trying to find something in their public health department because I knew I wanted to work in local public health. And a job came up and I was looking at the whole job posting and I was like, there's no way I'm qualified for this. Like, no way. And then I applied for it on a whim. Just was like, whatever.
Yeah, might as well.
It might as well. Exactly. And then I came in and talked to both Brittany and Cassie and also TJ about it. And they all were like, Liv, you can talk about every single one of these job descriptions, you have experience in all of this. And we just kind of like went down the roles and responsibilities of this job, and they were like, you do this every single day. Yeah. So that was just like a really great confidence boost from them to just be like, oh, you're right. I guess I do. So interviewed for the job. And as Sean said earlier, it's funny because I feel like whenever people ask questions in interviews, it's like, oh, I can tell you this and this and 500 other times that that happened. Or if you want an example, I've got 50. So interview went really well, and I actually am starting at the county at the end of this week. So I will be working as the senior department specialist in the Department of Health and the Environment at Larimer County.
So that was awesome. Ma'am.
Thank you.
It is sad to see you go already. Like, we get Sean for a little bit longer, but you're like, I got to get out of here, get away from the rest of these guys. So I guess on like a final note, how would you, or is there any sort of like advice or tip that you would say to somebody that's either already working at the rec or somebody that's interested in working at the rec, or even just any sort of like campus job? Cause even at like these orientation events we work so far, it's been crazy to have people come up to me and be like, so what is it like working at the rec? And I'm like, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
There's so much.
Absolutely.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it's your final piece of advice.
I mean, if I could talk to myself freshman year, I'd make myself apply for every position in the rec center. Because, like I said, I started my junior year, and that's, like, I don't want to say regret, but, like, I definitely wish I could have started freshman year and just made that community already. But, I mean, I'd say, I don't know what you tell them. I hope you tell them to go for it, Chris.
Yeah,
but
most definitely.
I would say the same thing, like, totally go for it. And just the people that you meet here, whether it be student staff or professional staff or – you know, if you're able to get a promotion, like a manager role, or work your way to a recreation supervisor, or like para professional staff, which is like what Liv and I are doing for this summer, like that's all just going to help you so much in the future. Like it literally, this door was open for me at Texas A&M because of my work here. Like I had no idea what I wanted to do after school, and now I'm getting my master's program paid for, and I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
And like that, like that's just unreal. I don't know who I would be or what I would be without this application to the rec center. So I've been so lucky, and I'm so grateful for everything that the rec has given me. I just say, I don't know, just go for it. Just go for it. If you're current staff or maybe future staff thinking about applying, like, just go for it. Like, go for those promotions. Go for the job. Just
commit to the bit.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Shoot your shot, definitely.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. I mean, had I not had the job responsibility that I had here, or the experience that I had here, and I was just rolling out of college with a degree, I would not have the job that I have lined up for me, which is, I mean, huge. And then even just within the rec, I mean, if you're thinking about going for a promotion, if you're thinking about going for something, just go all in. Like, jump 2 feet in, go for it head first, because there's just so much more that can come out of it. And if like one thing doesn't work out, then go for something else, because there are so many different opportunities here, and like this experience will provide you with so much more than you think it will. Like, I've had so many people be like, well, it has nothing to do with my major. Like, I'm just working here as a campus job. And it's like, okay, that's great, but you have so much that you can talk about in interviews. You have experience, which is so important. So, yeah, I would just say go all in.
And it's not, excuse me, it's not like life or death either. Like, go for the promotion. If you don't get it, like, what a great experience.
Right. Yeah, you still got that experience interviewing. You still got that experience applying, it's not the, which is so
updating
important.
Updating your resume.
Yeah,
and stuff
absolutely.
Like that.
Exactly. So it's all about that professional development. So yeah, I'd say go for it, no matter what.
Yeah, I know that sounds kind of like, it's easier for us to say go for it.
Yeah.
And like,
you've
whatever.
Already reached the mountaintop.
Yeah.
You've done it all, you've accomplished everything you want.
But still, like, even people who don't get those promotions or whatever, like, talking to them, and they learn from it, you know, and then they apply the next time and go for it, you know, or apply it yet. The LSC and get it because they've had that experience. So it's like things like that are really just what the rec's all about. The development program, just for student staff, like it's just, can't say enough
about
it.
There's a lot to be said for it,
So past like being soup, what are you doing now, and how has like the transition been from soup to your current position?
So we are currently special project managers for the facilities department. So we are kind of serving as interim facility coordinator until that new person starts.
Yeah. So, there's like yeah, we were waiting for a facilities coordinator to come in. And so Liv and I were part of, like, the, not really the hiring process, but we got to be there for, like, their presentation. We got, like, lunch with them. So
we did their tours.
Yeah, pick them up, drop them off at the hotel and everything, which is a really cool thing about being a soup, too, is you get to do that. But the thing with, so TJ's and Cassie are the one, like, leading this search for the new facilities coordinator. Mm-hmm. So they get to talk to us about how lunches went and stuff, how this potential candidate interacts with students rather than just, you know, the suit and tie or whatever, you know, all businessy with all the other professional staff. So that was the first couple weeks of summer, or then, first week or two.
Yeah. And then our day-to-day is pretty much just overseeing the facility staff, making sure that they have everything that they need. We do weekly meetings with the BMs to check in with them, make sure they're solid. Right now, we're working on some deep cleaning stuff because this facility needs some TLC. and what else?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of just like both of us are splitting up the work that the facilities coordinator will be doing. Exactly. So,
and then Sean will be doing a lot of their like onboarding and training and helping with that situation.
Right, yeah, yeah. So yeah, so that's pretty much what we're doing right now. It's basically we're both just splitting the work of facilities coordinator, being in charge of all the facilities staff, the BMs, or building managers, roamers, all that stuff. And then, yeah, once Liv's out of here and the new facilities coordinator will start later this summer, I'll be the one kind of training them and helping them get on board with how our facility operates and everything. So while still kind of doing the facilities coordinator role while they're, you know, hitting their, like, new hire checklist, basically, and still getting onboarded as a professional staff. Because I know they're going to be super overwhelmed, so I've kind of taken the responsibility to just tell all the facilities staff, the building managers, regular assistants, reach out to me. Like, I don't want to put more on this person's plate. Yep. So that's what we're up to now.
And obviously, like, they'll have a certain way that they run things. Mm-hmm. And we're just here to kind of make sure that that transition is smooth and that they understand how our building operates and how our facilities works, and then they'll kind of put their spin on it when they start. So, yeah, it's been great.
So how would you say that's been, like, different and, I guess, sort of the transition between going from, like, a student position, like being a soup or an RA or an aquatics manager, to, like, a pro staff where you're in the laces all the time and you're talking to everybody up there?
Yeah, totally. Well, first thing, like you mentioned, we're in the laces. We got our own little office. I mean, you couldn't see that, but me and Liv just fist bumped it.
It's a little better than the soup office.
It's, like, yeah, it's a little roomier than the soup office.
You got a window.
Well, yeah. We got two nice windows. I brought in some, like, decorations and stuff.
We got snacks. We brought snacks. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you guys ever want snacks, stop on by. Yeah,
that was a mistake because I'm always hungry during my shift. So I'll just show up every time.
You know where to stop.
You know where to go.
You're competing with Keisha. Keisha's always been the snack.
Keisha's always been the snack lord.
Yeah, like you mentioned, being in the laces, like, obviously it's cool having our own office and, you know, dual monitor and everything like that. Mm-hmm. It actually is pretty, the dual monitor's
pretty nice.
It's the little things.
Really nice. But yeah, like going to meetings and stuff, it's been really cool. Like as a recreation supervisor, you see a lot of stuff and you're the one kind of like first line of making sure everything is going well or how it's supposed to be operating. But on the back end, well, you know, we're the ones training the building managers or the recreation assistants or telling the soups what we need to be done instead of being the ones out on the floors and seeing those things. It's definitely, like, opened my eyes because now I'm sure it has you too, Liv. Like, we see both sides of it now. So
it's funny. I feel like a lot of times I've done something or gone to do something and be like, oh, I need to ask TJ for this, or, oh, I need to ask this person for this, and it's like, oh, no, I can do that. Like, you know.
You are the person. Yeah, I'm the person
supposed to be doing that. So it's definitely a transition, and I think it's a little bit difficult, too, with, like, we were student staff, what, a month ago? All of the students kind of still look at us as student staff. Yeah. So it's kind of a weird transition out of that, and I don't know, like, discipline's never fun, but, you know, you got to learn how to set that aside and set those relationships aside while we are at work, because we do have different responsibilities now. And unfortunately that means sometimes not things that you want to do. But I don't know. It's a great experience for us because I feel like you're going to have that in any job. There's there are job responsibilities that you don't love and that you don't want to be doing, but you definitely have to. So
Another thing to add on to that, like, as I've mentioned before, you see both sides of it, and that's like, I never knew how hiring a new RA went and like setting up their payroll and setting up their account on WindowWork and Connect2, which is a software we use. But so that's been all really cool. And a lot of like transferable skills, even if A&M doesn't use these things whenever I'm working there, it's like I, at least I know that and I can plop it on my resume. Mm-hmm. Like I'm familiar with these systems. So seeing all that, like payroll, like we've been dealing with the big payroll thing with people getting promoted and
things are changing.
So that's been a big deal, but like, and it's annoying, but also it's like that's work and I'm happy to do it and it's good experience. So
it's also, I mean, I think there's a lot to be said just like from pro staff. Like, I don't know, I appreciate that they trust us to be doing this. Like, it's just, it's really cool that they kind of have given us the tools to do this and they're kind of like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's great experience, but like, I just can't thank them enough for like feeling or having that confidence in us to be able to do this well.
Yeah.
You know, if that makes sense. So
I feel like that was something that was like not surprising because like I knew when I heard that you guys were getting this role, you guys would be amazing at it just because I've worked with you before.
Thank you.
It was just like,
you're too nice.
Too sweet.
It builds on like, I guess, the layers of trust with the culture here where it's like, okay, I know you. You've been through what I've been through. You've worked with me before, and now you're, like, stepping up to the next level. So you know what the people that you're working with are going through. And I guess that goes back to, like, when you were a soup is, like, I knew you guys understood the struggles of, like, what it looks like to sit in weight room for an hour as an RA and just have nothing to do.
Yeah. Totally. And that's, yeah, that's eye-opening as well because, like, we do know those struggles and, like, and that's part of us being this role is like we're having like these a few like summer in services for our student staff for the recreation assistants. And it's like, hey, we know that the summer gets boring. Like
it's slow.
Now that we have the ability and like we're trusted to make things different for you, like how can we do that for you?
Yeah.
That's like a big thing that we talk about now. It's like we're always here for you guys, like especially now. And like we were as soups, but that's only when you're working 12 to 4 or something.
Yeah.
Right.
But now during it's like, we're here, you know,
all day, every
9
day.
To 4, 9 to 5, and both of our text messages are always open, like, if they need anything, email, like, so that's been a really cool thing to be, where, as, like, a facilities coordinator, or anyone else who wasn't a student staff here at first, it's super easy for them to not
think about,
get involved with how the student staff feel.
I feel like that's really, like, the duality of what you're talking about, where it's, like, it's kind of a little jarring to be like, hey, like, you need to do what you're doing because, like, I'm now your boss. Like, I'm in charge of you. Yeah. But at the same time, it works both ways in that I trust you a little bit more. And, like, say, me transitioning to start in facilities, I was like, okay, like, I'm working with Sean and Liv. They're going to get me set off on the right foot and, like, help me transition in the best way possible.
And, like, you brought up, it's like we've seen that student side. Like, we know when it can be rough, and we don't want that for anyone. So, like, we're trying to make your life as easy as possible and as go as smoothly as possible. Yeah. So it's just, it's a really cool opportunity that like can't talk enough about. So,
and not to mention like the resume on this, like this is technically a full-time position, like salary based benefits, all that stuff. So like me and Liv have a meeting with TJ who still supervises us on Thursday. And we're just going over what we can put on our resume and how, you know, how to make it seem good for both of our different career paths. So
it's Which is just so cool.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing to be able to do, honestly.
It's really great. Yeah. It's something else really special.